Hi, this is Tanya Harder Pierce, and I'm the author of Outsmart Your Cancer. And I have a person here named Sabina, and she's got a great story about using one of the alternative approaches called Protocell for her dog with cancer. And so, welcome, Sabina.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Very good. And I know your dog's name happens to be Molly. Can you tell us a little bit about your dog, the breed, how old she is, and how you came to find out that she had cancer?
She is a yellow lab in very good health and also not overweight. She was 10 or 11 when the vet diagnosed her without a biopsy, just by touch.
Uh-huh.
There was a tumor on her, the right medial thigh inside was suspicious.
So that was on one of her back legs?
Inside of her back leg, yes.
Right.
And the recommendation was immediately that we'd have to have the tumor removed, but because he suspected that it would be cancer.
Uh-huh.
By the way it felt. She had other lumps, as an older dog does, but this one was suspicious.
Uh-huh. So how big was the lump at that point?
I don't have an exact size, but I'd have to say I never noticed it. It was
uh-huh.
almost like probably half the size of my thumb.
Okay.
It was definitely noticeable.
Okay, sure. And what did you do next?
Well, by coincidence, I spoke to a neighbor, and you know, I was worried, and she's the one that introduced me to Protocell. She also has labs. And one particular lab was given three months to live with urethra cancer.
Oh.
And so she had been giving her this Protocell, and I was very inquisitive about it. And at the end of our conversation, her dog had lived beyond and the cancer was gone. And I said, well, I'll try it.
Uh-huh.
So I ordered the Protocell. Actually, she ordered it for me, and she did all the correspondence with the people at Protocell to give me the recommended dose. And then in between, I did contact the veterinary out in Chicago.
I think that's Dr. King.
Dr. King, that's okay. Right. I had a telephone conversation with him, and he told me exactly how much, also confirmed, because I was a little hesitant to confirm how much to give her, how often.
Mm-hmm.
Etc. So that's how I found out about it, and I just did it based, I knew nothing about the product, I just did it based on her recommendation.
Okay. Now, there was something about the tumor being large at one point?
Yes, when it was diagnosed, it was determined after the surgeon, the general vet referred me to the surgeon. The surgeon looked at it and she said, what we're going to have to do is take a flap from her stomach and rebuild the area. And it's going to be major surgery. It's going to cost somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000, and she'll be in the hospital for 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it wasn't just removing the tumor. It was what I called a little bit of plastic surgery. She needed to build the flesh up that they had taken because, of course, the tumor had, you know, spider veins, or I don't know, shoots or roots that they had to dig out as well.
Oh, okay. So even though the mass was small, they
right.
felt they had to take out a lot of tissue around it.
Correct.
Okay, and that was going to be a pretty big surgery.
It was going to be a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So I've done this before with my children and other things. I said, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to try something. I'm going to give it 6 months and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And at her age of, I guess, 11, it wasn't like I had a two-year-old dog. It was 11. I thought, you know, I'm gonna go for it.
Right.
Based on my neighbor's recommendation.
Uh huh.
So I gave her, I believe my dose was a half a teaspoon every 6 hours, and I woke up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. It's really funny because I woke up in the middle of the night without an alarm clock, and I sleep like a log. I couldn't believe it.
Huh.
And then after a while, I ended up setting an alarm just because I was afraid I would always miss it. And so I gave it to her for probably, I think, about 6 months.
Okay, and this was the Protocell Formula 23?
Correct.
Okay, and so that's a pretty big dose. That's more than, I think, the average dose for humans, a half teaspoonful every 6 hours.
Yeah, it was a large dose.
Okay.
And this was based on Dr. King and my neighbor recommendation.
Okay.
Of how much.
Uh-huh.
And then the tumor had gone down quite a lot in size, but it was still there. And the recommendations from, I believe it was Dr. King and my neighbor, was, you know, the tumor's reduced enough in size, why don't they just go in and take the rest of it out?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we finally did. And when the same surgeon saw it, she said, wow, this tumor is way smaller than it was. She says, I don't think we're going to need to pull the stomach flap and repair the area like originally thought. And she said, I have a feeling looking at it that she's going to be in and out the same day.
Wow. So was it the tentacles that got a lot smaller? Or
no, the tumor actually got smaller, but after the surgery, there were tentacles. They still diagnosed it as a mast cell tumor grade 2,
mm-hmm.
and their recommendation after the surgery was to take her for radiation.
Uh-huh.
And as a senior citizen for her, and, I mean, I'd do anything for it, but I said, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
So I found out, I just kept giving her the protocol, but I reduced the dosage, and she's still on it for maintenance.
Okay, so you did have her go through the surgery, but didn't do any follow-up radiation or chemo or anything?
No.
Okay.
My husband and I talked about it, and I said, look, she's 12 years old, and also the radiation, treatment center was an hour and a half one way. I have to go once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I have four children as it is. And I just said no.
Right.
And I said, I'm confident that what it did in the last 6 months, I'll just continue doing it. Even the gal at Protocell said to me, you know, you really can stop the treatment. I said, but what if I don't want to? What if what if we just want to do like a maintenance program? She said, well, that would be a good idea. So that's what I'm doing.
I think that's a great idea. In fact, I think for most people using Protocell, even when they get to the all-clear point on their diagnostic tests, it's wise to continue using Protocell for at least 6 months, and some people like to use it for a year or more afterward.
Right.
Just to be sure they get all the cancer.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. And my neighbor, who has another lab that was not diagnosed with cancer, she has her dog on Protocell. She's had a lot of other problems, and I can't really even say what they are, but all she said is, I think she's better. I don't know why, but I'm not stopping.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know that, you know, for dogs with cancer or even cats or other pets, it's very hard for people to have to put them through something like chemotherapy and radiation. You know, you feel so much for the animal and just don't want to do that to the animal, especially if it's an older pet like Molly is. And then, of course, there's a huge expense, too, and you haven't got necessarily any insurance to cover it.
No.
So this was a really good solution for you, and so it sounds like what you were able to do is just use Protocell right in the beginning to reduce the size of the tumor, and the surgeon was pretty impressed by how much it was reduced by the time you finally brought her in again.
Yes.
And then that made it an easier surgery.
Easier, and also from the pocketbook, I believe it was supposed to be somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000, and it ended up being just under $1,000.
For the surgery?
Right.
Yeah, that's great. And so much easier on Molly to go through an easier surgery and not have to do chemo or radiation.
Yeah, that's correct.
So, wow, well, that's wonderful, and I'm glad to hear that you still got her on it. What is your maintenance regime for her at this point?
It's every 8 hours, and now we're at an eighth of a teaspoon.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Well,
and then also, if instead of what my faithfulness and racing back to be here, getting another neighbor to give it to her, if I miss a couple of doses, I'm not as worried about it. I just continue where I left off.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds great. And thank you so much for your story. I really hope that this will help encourage other people with pets that have cancer to go ahead and at least consider using something like Protocell.
And not just for pets, but for humans.
But for humans, absolutely. Definitely. I think sometimes the pet stories are even more convincing, and that can even help people consider it more seriously for themselves.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad to hear about how well Molly's doing, and she's feeling good and acting good.
Between my husband and I, would just say, I don't know what it is about it, but she's smiling and she's so perky. We just don't want to, if this is making her overall well-being and health and happiness better, then why stop? We're just going to...
So she's actually acting happier and perkier than before you got her onto the protocell?
Yeah, I would say so. I just think her, she's almost 13. Whatever it is doing is making her well and happy. We're just not going to stop.
Oh, that's great. Well, one of the statistics I have read about from a veterinarian who wrote a book about healing, you know, helping to heal your pets naturally, he said in his book that about 50% of all domestic dogs who reach the age of 10 or more die of cancer.
Wow.
And that's quite an alarming statistic. And so, you know, it's good to hear that there are other, you know, that there are non-toxic solutions out there like Protocell that can help. And thank you so much, Sabina, for giving us your story.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.